checking out my podcast, I promise to keep real talk true to its title. Always honest and always real. Kill 'em with kindness. I can actually, like, it's so great because while it means so much, it also means so much to me personally from I could actually hear my grandma say, kill them with kindness, honey. I can hear it audibly. Like, it's like probably one of the coolest memories for me. It's so wild because it also reminds me of the importance of words. Like, I can hear my grandma, who hasn't been here on earth for years now. I can't even actually remember. But I can hear her say, oh, honey, kill them with kindness. Like, and just with a smile, real easy. And to be able to hear her voice by looking at words is so cool. I had to share it on this podcast. It's something that she used to say and tell me all the time, especially when I would get upset. And I'll be honest, it never really made sense to me as a kid. I was upset. I don't want to kill them with kindness. No. First part. You know, like, I don't want to kill them with kindness. Kindness. I just told you, grandma, they did X, Y, Z, or they were mean to me. And it just upset me at that time. And I'll be honest, it hasn't always made sense to me even as a young adult or as an adult. I can say I've seen real maturity as I'm sharing this with you right now, that I can actually understand now better what kill them with kindness means. And when you return that whack energy, it does nothing for you. And I don't want to use the word energy in a cliche or whatever type of way, but if somebody is foul to you and they are messed up and they treat you bad and you go back and do the same thing, like, you actually don't even feel better after you did it. How can I say this? Because I've done it several times. I've returned that same back at them. Oh yeah, woo-woo-wop. All right, boom. And then you're waiting for it to come back, and you're waiting for it to come back, and it goes back and forth and back and forth, and nothing comes from that. Like, I don't want to spend my time dealing with that anymore. Like, I get why. Kill them with kindness, Christopher. Like, I understand why my grandma sat and said that. Like, just be kind. Like, if they're that kind of person and it's in their heart to be that way and talk to you or treat you a certain type of way, yo, man, that ain't nothing to do with you. Like, don't let that bring you to the space where you're at. And I'm going to share with you, there's this book. It's called The Four Agreements. I'm mad that I didn't write down the author's name, but if you look it up, The Four Agreements, you'll see it's a really quick, easy read. And for me personally, it's changed the way that I look at words forever. I understand the significance. I appreciate you listening to my podcast. I appreciate when you send comments, because these are words that you're using, and it always makes me laugh too at certain comment sections on other people's timelines or my own, where I'm just like, look at the way that you choose to use your words. Like, once you're conscious about how you're using your words and the way you throw them around and the way you use them to pick people up or tear them down. Like, once you understand, like, how powerful our words are, you'll kind of get what my grandma said a lot better. So kill them with kindness. Grandma's taken me quite some time. I'm sorry I didn't understand it while you were still here so I could tell you. But kill them with kindness. I finally get it. I'm going to continue to use my words right. I hope this was helpful. The Four Agreements is a great book that for understanding the strength in my words. It's something I got to share with you. Have a great week. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Would love to hear what it meant to you. Shoot me a message at Chris Lowe's Media on Twitter. Let me know you heard the podcast, and I'd love to send you an encouragement card. Thanks for your time, and have a great day.